KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy ordering a halt to all funding that's used for research on any vaccines that utilize mRNA technology. Those shots, many doctors say, save millions of lives during the pandemic. Texas Republicans doing whatever they can to force out-of-state Democrats to vote on new congressional maps. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Well aware of his party's narrow majority in Congress and the midterms approaching, President Trump is now arguing Republicans are entitled to more seats in Texas simply because he won the state.
I won Texas. I got the highest vote in the history of Texas, as you probably know. And we are entitled to five more seats.
But the congressional map is not linked to presidential races. Instead, it's usually tied to the once-a-decade census.
And this is a mid-decade census. Senator Marsha Blackburn announcing today she's running for governor of Tennessee. Smoke from Canadian wildfires still making air quality poor in the U.S. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The local union that represents Metro Transit drivers says there may be problems ahead at a time when college students will soon return to campus and kids will head back to school soon. Teamsters Local 120 represents 400 Metro Transit workers. The union says the city is behind on repairs and inspection, which are required by federal law. Union leaders say mechanics deserve better and say the system, quote, can't function due to mismanagement and inadequate staffing, end quote. Interim Metro Transit Director Eric Knepp says they're working with mechanics to, quote, meet the complex maintenance requirements of our fleet, end quote. Both sides acknowledge their busiest season is coming. Metro Transit workers have been operating without a contract since December. Meanwhile, Dane County is finally getting relief from Canadian wildfire pollution. As meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains, this stretch of smoke broke records.
A high-pressure system is to blame for dragging in Canada's wildfire smoke. Because how this weather system works, it takes the air above and sinks it to the ground. Now some are feeling health issues and side effects from breathing in the polluted air. Looking back at 2023, we had two-day hits of air quality alerts. It never lasted any longer. For example, June 27th to 29th, the alert was in effect for two consecutive days. Then again on July 14th through the 16th. This stretch we're in now, it's like the seventh inning of a non-scoring baseball game where it drags. As of August 5th, it's been an entire week. Now in some places, the alert expired on Saturday, but that still marks a record of 4 days in a row. The high-pressure system and thickest smoke is now slowly sliding to the east, hugging the Great Lakes and devouring New York. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system is building to the west and headed our way. This will kick up winds and shift the air mass out of here. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for game three of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
It was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
As Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Some showers and storms possible for your Thursday. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high of 85. On Friday, sunny and hot, near 90 degrees and low 90s on Saturday.
Currently, 63 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
I can also text if I wanted to. And
while you're driving your space car. Space car drives itself.
Space car does. It drives itself. Every once in a while, it'll tell you, please put your hands on the steering wheel. I'm thinking, well, why?
Then,
why drive yourself? It's a contradiction. But then I actually do put my hands on the steering wheel just for the hell of it.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife, but she says I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome into the studio Northeast Wisconsin filmmaker Craig Kinnett and Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter DeAndra Marie performs live. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Makes me wider.
The House had to flee D.C. as they're talking about the Texas Democrats that are standing for democracy. They decided to flee D.C. trying to avoid the Epstein files and hoping that the base would forget about it when we come back at the beginning of September. What they did not anticipate is that while they may have the numbers, it is the Democrats that always have the brains, and they did not anticipate that this particular oversight subcommittee would actually be able to get the subpoenas necessary.
Jasmine Crockett went on to say,
I don't think that there's a lot that the president is personally aware of. So him being clueless is on brand. But in this particular set of circumstances where he is personally looking out for himself, I absolutely believe that he was knowledgeable about this. I'm sure that this didn't happen behind his back. And clearly, he is not complaining about it. That's one thing that he didn't do. He didn't say, I'm the commander in chief, and somehow they did this, and they did not notify me. He did not seem like he was upset. So, in my opinion, he probably did know about it.
She's talking about moving Ghislaine Maxwell to the minimum
security. Of course he did. They're having the, what are they calling it, Epstein theme party? That seems an unfortunate way to put it. J.D. Vance's pad tonight.
That's what it is.
Yeah. They'll gather at the vice president's residence while they continue to wait whether to publish an audio recording of the transcript of Todd Blanche's conversation with Ghislaine Maxwell. Just when you think of dropping a fork in the garbage disposal, that's how you pronounce it.
Yes.
The administration's handling of the Epstein case, as well as the need to craft a unified response, as they say in the cover-up business, will be the main focus of the dinner tonight. I mean, this is the stupidest cover-up ever.
He's throwing an Epstein-themed party.
As Bob Seska said, we're going to need videotape. Russia, hello. Whoever out there that says they got the compromat, let's go. Let's go.
It's the compromat time of the year.
You know it.
We caught you on film over here.
You know it.
It's a tape of that night. What a disgusting sight. It's that compromat time of the year.
You know us. We're that friendly little building in the shopping center. Half red, half yellow. Drive by now. We transfer your potentially embarrassing film to MP4. Today at Compromat.
When we film you all night, you know it's Compromat.
Wow, that is a jingle that Bella has never heard before.
We used to have little buildings that where you took your film to get developed.
And they're in the middle of parking lots.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've gotten film developed before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, on a film camera. Yeah, film cameras are back in style.
Where do you take it to get it developed?
There's places.
Are there?
Yeah. There's a place on my house.
And you always wondered if the pervy guy in the, what was it called?
Photo mat.
The photo mat. Mm-hmm. Right, if he was looking at your pervy pictures. I mean, I didn't have pervy pictures, but you know. But they were being snoopy. Okay, Karen.
Yeah, they're...
Oh.
Karen, how high? Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to eavesdrop
on
you.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, my sister-in-law worked at a photo mat, and yes, there were a lot of pervy pictures that came through.
I'm sure.
It was gross. Okay, so, oh my gosh. So I've been Bob Seska, I love when he's on because it's like sit there and like, yeah, and another thing, yeah, and then take notes. So, but what I wanted to say was Republicans cannot change the rules and then whine about Democrats playing by the rules that they set.
Yes, right.
So good on the Democrats in Texas. And this is, okay, we agree on this, right? That if whoever is in the Epstein files, they should be held accountable.
Yes.
So I don't care, Democrat, whatever. We agree on that, right? But
yes.
Here's how I know that Bill Clinton is not in there. 7 years of Whitewater, impeachment for lying about a BJ, 17 months of the Benghazi investigation that cost taxpayers $4.8 million that was concluded with 11 hours of under oath testimony by Hillary Clinton. If Bill Clinton had raped any underage girls on Epstein Island, we would know about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Well, that's all I'm saying is I think it is significant to mention that because I don't care what noted perjurer Ghislaine Maxwell says or what, you know, or the second or the biggest liar in the universe, Donald Trump says. I care what the victims say. And not one victim has implicated Bill Clinton thus far, you know.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
exactly right. Anyway, love you guys.
All right,
have a great day.
Oh, no. I love you more than air. Yes, cannot breathe without you. Okay, yes, Brian Tyler Cohen echoes Karen's point. He says, for all the right-wingers crying about how Democrats gerrymander too, just ask them if they support a nationwide ban on gerrymandering. Sure. We do. They don't. They're not mad at the concept of gerrymandering. They're mad that they don't get the only party wielding it anymore. Exactly. Hero of democracy, Governor Pritzker.
Texas Republicans are trying to diminish the voting power of their own constituents, and in doing so, diminish the rights of Illinoisans and all Americans. Texas House Democrats are putting their lives on hold and their livelihoods at risk because they don't want to live in a country where the president rigs elections for his...
Pete in Wisconsin. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning. I have a kindness to ask of you guys. I have a few questions for Malcolm Nance.
Okay.
The first being is the Tangerine Tyrant is talking about federalizing D.C. And in my mind, you know, that's like, you know, securing a seat of power. And I'd like to get his private assessment on that.
Oh, Pete has been... there he is. Sorry, go ahead.
We lost you for a second.
And I'm wondering how soon Malcolm thinks that I can swing into, like, Chicago and New York and all that. That would be interesting to hear him and his threat analysis on that.
Sorry, I think I lost most of your call in at a cloud of cheese curds or something in Wisconsin. Did you catch the point of the call?
Really,
okay,
sorry.
I missed it. Maureen in Pennsylvania. Hi, Maureen.
A bratwurst ate it.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm in my car.
Yeah,
go ahead. I just wanted to just make a comment about this dinner at Vance's house or whatever. It kind of reminds me of two things for all the Christian or the Holy Roller Christians out there. It kind of reminds me of, like, the Last Supper.
Oh.
And it also reminds me of the movie Conspiracy with Stanley Tucci when all the Nazi soldiers went to the big house to have the dinner to decide on what's going to happen with their... plan to exterminate the Jews. So it's got a weird feeling to me, this whole meeting for dinner thing.
It's, I think we've never seen a bigger, clumsier like cover up, you know, in public. I mean, first of all these subpoenas they sent out, I mean, it seems clear what they're doing. They subpoena Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, first of all, you know who was left off the list? Trump's former labor secretary, Alex Acosta, who gave Epstein his infamous sweetheart deal in the first place. So they're not, you know, okay. They're not subpoenaing. They're not trying. They're quite obviously trying to implicate only Democrats. So James Comer issued a flurry of subpoenas, including to Bill Clinton.
So it's, by the way, so we were talking about they've also subpoenaed the Epstein records. That's what Jasmine Crockett was talking about. But here's the problem we get to is enforcement every time we get here. It's hard to imagine the Justice Department handing over Epstein material. It's hard to imagine congressional Republicans wanting to drag this administration to court or hold his attorney general in contempt. So just because we've subpoenaed them, it doesn't mean we're going to get them, right?
Absolutely not. I don't trust this. Right. Justice Department, as far as I could throw it.
Right. And so they've subpoenaed everybody from, I don't know, the last 11 billion administrations. Alex Acosta, again, who, if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know, as a federal prosecutor in 2008, Acosta approved a highly controversial non-prosecution agreement that allowed Epstein to serve minimal time in prison and shut down the federal investigation into his alleged sex trafficking ring. The sweetheart deal, which Acosta negotiated without consulting Epstein's victims, also shielded his alleged co-conspirators from future prosecution related to his sex crimes. I mean, dear God, moving, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell to this, cushy whatever. Give me a break. It's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lawrence O'Donnell said he's predicting a pardon as long as she exonerates Trump. Of course, she's going to have to say what they want her to say. Mm-hmm. He said, we've all seen the photographs of Trump hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein during the Epstein-Maxwell reign of terror against more than 1,000 children. Donald Trump just now has no idea why his former criminal defense lawyer, because the very first deputy attorney general in history to go to a prison to interview a convicted sex trafficker who the president of the United States personally wishes well. I mean, anyway, dear God. But, you know, so Lawrence is saying it'll be the last day of his term, that he'll, that even he's not dumb enough to do it now. But who knows?
Right.
Who knows anymore?
I don't.
Mehdi Hasan says, meet the 30-year-old far-right provocateur nominated by Trump to investigate Jack Smith. Paul Ingracia, who has defended Nick Fuentes and Andrew Tate. And was only admitted to the bar last year as Trump's nominee to run the office of special counsel against former Hague prosecutor Jack Smith.
He's been a member of the bar for less than a year?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Seems about right.
Yeah.
God.
By the way, during the break, we were talking about Big Balls got carjacked. And, yes.
Oh, no.
Nobody Bella Louise, no one wishes that. But, I mean, here we go with Trump going. He's now threatening to take over the entire city of Washington, D.C. with troops to federalize.
Yeah.
The crime rate in D.C. is at a 30-year low.
Right. Right.
But he's going to use this as an excuse to, and again, no one wishes this on anybody.
No.
But anyway.
No. And he was bloodied up pretty bad, so I hope he makes
Yes, but it's just, there we go. This is, you know, from the authoritarian playbook. Bella.
Stop it, Bella.
Don't forget you're on camera.
Sorry.
You can run, but you can't hide. I know Martha and the Vandellas are before your time, but trust me on that. Sue in Rockville. Hey, Sue.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I have a new game. I have to find ways to cope with the increasing craziness.
Yes.
And so the new game is called...
You know what helps is to go up on the White House roof and, you know, gesticulate like wildly.
And while he's shouting at clouds and screaming insane things, you say, is it a lie? Is it stupidity or is it dementia or is it all three, for goodness sakes?
Right.
Because when he says you're going to get 1,500% back, that's just, is that dementia? Is he just lying? I mean, every single thing he says fits into one of those or all three categories at the same time.
And how are we at a point where not one reporter says, how is that even impossible? Do you understand that anything above 100% means something is free? How could you possibly lower...
Yeah, the cowardice that we see every day by corporate media, the cowardice by businesses, the cowardice by law firms, we will not forget. And so I applaud all the Democrats for finally having the leadership stand up and do what the, you know, what Jasmine Crockett and Greg Kazar and others have been doing for months and months. Stand up, hold them accountable. Be strong, because Rachel's right. This is our fight, and we will not give up, and we will fight back.
And by the way, I think I mentioned this yesterday, Sue, but we also, one of the reasons we can't count on the media is not just their failings. It's this Trump administration has become more and more authoritarian by the day, as they're saying. The press pool is winnowing to just these right-wing outlets that are asking him these just softball questions that aren't going to ask him anything. anything hard. So, yeah, this is what Sue's referring to. He said, and by the way, a number of times, he made the same false claim 12 days ago. He said, we've cut drug prices by 1,200, 1,300, 1,400, 1,500%. I don't mean 50 or 40%. I mean 1,500%. Okay, I feel like this is, in our time, news stories have to include this line, Chris.
Sure.
A product becomes free if the sale price is lowered by 100%.
Yes. I think basic math.
That would mean
tells you that.
Correct. Just to review for everybody, his Trump's 1,500% claim would mean a patient would receive a prescription that normally costs $100 for nothing, along with $1,400 in cash. Okay. One expert said, I have never met a person so intellectually and emotionally limited. He's the author of a Trump book. He said, that's why some people mistake his idiocy for chess on three levels, because they, being unable to understand him and feeling that nobody could be as dumb as he seems, they arrive at the conclusion that he's actually smarter than they are, which is not the case. He said that Trump's apparent inability to understand how percentages works explain how his business failures, including massively overpaying for the Plaza Hotel and bankrupting casinos in Atlantic City. That's exactly why those things happened. He's not one of those people who compensates for being bad at one thing, say words, by being good at another, say numbers. He is good at ballroom, for instance.
He made that clear yesterday.
Right. And presumably beach as well.
I don't know.
He's not good at beach.
I don't want him to be good at beach.
In reality, Trump has actually undone his predecessor Joe Biden's efforts to reduce prescription prices. On his first day in office, he rescinded a long list of Biden's executive orders, including those reducing drug prices for enrollees of Medicare and Medicaid. Last week, Trump posted a letter on social media that he said was to Eli Lilly and then all the other pharmaceutical companies, demanding that they charge American consumers lower prices. He also did that in executive order. He doesn't understand that's not the same as a law.
Oh,
it was just him screaming, like on the White House roof, but except on his social media. That's not how you get drug companies to lower the prices by screaming. It's another version of Bear No Stop. much like Vladimir Stop did not stop the Ukraine war. Yes.
No. Yeah. Still going
right.
On.
Screaming on social media. Weirdly. Not doing anything for, okay. And also, the tariffs are going to put drug prices even further through the roof, and it is profoundly depressing. Okay, scene. 21 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance coming up. This portion of the show brought to you by my Native Path College.
Oh!
Yeah, right there, every morning, in my coffee. Why am I talking like this? Okay, if you're experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. Ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is talking about the rapid decline in collagen. It's a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, youthful skin. You start to lose all that by age 50, and that's why millions have turned to this breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. It's a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide. You try it three times fast. Helping men and women strengthen bones, reduce wrinkles, boost hair fullness, good for digestion, on and on, you name it. As a Stephanie Miller listener, you get 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Well, this year we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down that Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Our members vote who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go now to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Once again, that is CredoMobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in STEPH25. Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's the N-O-K-B-O-X.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Malcolm Nance coming up, bottom of the hour.
I want candy too.
Yeah, right? Who doesn't? Yeah. Betsy in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Bets.
Hey, good morning, all. Love you guys.
Love you.
I'm calling because I have an idea about how people can take back their power.
Okay.
This has to do with what they're doing in Texas. Why can't we register to vote and not put down any party? All of us, no party affiliation. They can't gerrymander because they don't know who we are. And all of our votes will count.
Yeah, I mean,
why can't we do that?
I guess, but it's a little tough because there are people, so many people are already registered. You'd have to go back and I don't know. Here's another indicator why they need to cheat.
You know what? Unregistering people has never stopped the Republicans, so.
Yeah. Have at it.
Yeah.
Captain says breaking new polling spells doom for Republicans. Nearly a third of Latino voters who voted for Trump appear set to abandon the Republican Party and vote Democratic in the 2026 midterms. I keep saying, Chris, they're seeing all the same polling we're seeing, which is why they're doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel says it took Roosevelt winning four terms for conservatives to support term limits for presidential elections. If liberals want a ban on gerrymandering, they must ruthlessly gerrymander Republicans to a negotiating table. Conservative ideology only respects strength and not desperate appeals to one's better angels. Hear, hear on that. One last one, J.B. Pritzker yesterday.
I've said everything's on the table. I mean, we got to fight fire with fire. Mm-hmm. They've frankly tossed the rule book out, and they're just acting in an unconstitutional fashion. And what we're going to have to do is whatever it takes to preserve democracy.
So John Cornyn urging the FBI to aid in tracking down and arresting the 50 Democrats. We're going to get Malcolm Nance's thoughts on that.
Yes.
And much more as we continue.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More and more Wisconsin sheriff's offices are making deals with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Under some of these programs, local law enforcement can essentially operate as immigration authorities. The ACLU says 3 years ago, eight Wisconsin counties were signed on to this program. Well, seven more have joined just since President Donald Trump took office. Now 13 counties across Wisconsin have formal 287G agreements with ICE. Last week, we reported that at least three sheriff's departments across the state have signed agreements with ICE to house people before deportation. Before that, the only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin was Dodge Detention in Juneau. The ACLU report shows that ICE has requested more than 3,000 detainers in Wisconsin over the last 4 years. When honored, those detainers allow someone to be transferred directly to ICE from local sheriff's departments without a warrant signed by a judge. It's optional, but most Wisconsin sheriffs choose to honor them. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not, which recently drew the ire of the Department of Homeland Security. Meanwhile, a Milwaukee religious group has joined a lawsuit fighting ICE arrests on church property, all after ICE arrested someone at a Lutheran church in Wisconsin. Sarah J. Waddles reports.
It was an ICE arrest at a Lutheran church in Waukesha that has led to a lawsuit from a Milwaukee-based Lutheran association. The WPR report says back in May, someone was taken into custody at Ascension Lutheran Church in Waukesha. Now the Greater Milwaukee Synod, which reps dozens of area churches, has joined a nationwide lawsuit against a policy allowing immigration agents inside churches. The lawsuit claims the policy change from Washington has scared people away from worship services and has harmed church communities. They say the government action, which they want stopped, interferes with religious freedom.
That's Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Some showers and storms possible for your Thursday. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high of 85. On Friday, sunny and hot, near 90 degrees and low 90s on Saturday.
Right now, it's 68.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Are you a little frustrated with how voting is going in Wisconsin? Well, tomorrow we'll talk about a possible solution called Fusion Voting. Join us live on location from La Crosse for Leader Ethics of Fusion Voting.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Recognizes he's going to lose in the midterms, and we have the opportunity to de facto end the Trump presidency in less than 18 months. That's what's at stake, and that's why we're putting a stake in the ground. We're not drawing lines to draw lines. We're holding the line on democracy, on the rule of law, co-equal branches of government, popular sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. Go on, my gov. Gavin Newsom. Great state of California. Uh-oh. Nance, oops.
What?
Excuse, please. My headphones have gone out again.
No!
Oh, yeah. All right. Anyway, they're back.
Okay.
By the way, Nance Stradamus has struck again.
Yes.
We'll tell you about it in just a second.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're in Brazil. I say, Malcolm Nance. Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance.
No.
Well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Okay, Nanstradamus, here it is. You tweeted, was this yesterday? Warning, assume Trump will arrest Texas Democrats. The next move for Texas attack on democracy is for Trump to use U.S. Marshals, DOD, FBI, DHS, ICE to track and arrest and kidnap the Texas Democrats as federal fugitives. And on cue, Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, is urging Cash Patel of the FBI to aid in tracking down and arresting the lawmakers. Do you get tired always being right?
You know, what's really fun is watching the right wingers, when I put that out the other day, come and say, they're not going to do that. They're, you know, no one's calling for that. Trump is not going to do that. If there's any one thing that we have learned in this game, is Trump will do it. If it's extra legal, he'll do it. If it's illegal, he will do it. If he is so committed to getting these 5 seats and to gerrymandering Texas, don't tell me he won't deploy all the resources of the U.S. federal law enforcement and his illegal Gestapo, ICE, to go out and hunt them down. And we know in Chicago that Governor Pritzker has put most of them in one place. So I set out a series of warnings that Democrats should heed, which is disperse, don't rent a car, right? Have people drive you around, shuttle around, mix vehicles, and stop using the cell phone that you use for your day-to-day business. We saw this in Los Angeles. They were using DHS Reaper drone surveillance flights over the city to localize individual cell phones. Mm-hmm. This is serious now.
Wow. Meanwhile, we're in the biggest cover-up in history with this meeting at the vice president's house tonight to get their stories straight on how they're going to handle the continuing Epstein fallout. Mm-hmm. This one, Ghislaine Maxwell moves to block Trump's DOJ's request to unseal grand jury testimony. So the victims are asking for it to be unsealed, and the perpetrator is asking that it not be. Gee, what do you think's going on, Malcolm? It's so hard to figure out.
Gosh, I don't know. Is the fix in? You know, God, you know what drives me the most crazy about the Trump administration is that they are manifesting conspiracy theories that are no longer conspiracy theories. They really are working very hard to cover this up. Ghislaine Maxwell, who none of the other convicts that she's now been moved to in that Club Med prison that they put her in there, they don't even want her there as a convicted child rapist. That is what she's there for. She trafficked in children. She raped children. She is a certified molester. And the Trump administration is treating her now with kid gloves hands, and they're talking about releasing audio of the interview, which will tell us what questions they asked her. Did they coach her? Did they lead her? Did they completely exclude everybody? The only people that aren't being heard from here are the women who were raped as children. And
thank you.
Trump administration is going way out of its way not to talk to those people. So now everything that's reality, okay, is coming up like a Trump conspiracy theory 2 years ago when they said this was all Democrats running a global pedophile protection racket. Well, it's apparently being directed out of the White House, and they're going to put the stamp of approval on it over at the, at the vice president's house on Massachusetts Avenue.
Yeah.
And disgraceful.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This one, Gina says, let me get this straight. Ghislaine Maxwell, convicted of sex trafficking minors, is now serving her sentence at a minimum security prison, a place nicknamed Club Fed, with dorm-style housing, yoga classes, even a puppy program. Ooh, don't tell Christy Noem.
Uh-huh.
Puppy program? I want a puppy program. How is this justice? She didn't shoplift. She didn't commit tax fraud. She enabled and participated in the abuse of underage girls, and now she's being treated like a white-collar criminal who just made a bad business decision. I mean,
let's rephrase that. There is no abuse of underage girls. She raped children.
Yes, yes.
That's the law. That's the legal definition of it. By couching it, the Republicans, some of whom... one Republican congressman, as I recall from Utah, actually made a proposal that the state of Utah drop the age of consent to 13. This is becoming pervasive. Everyone Trump touches, it appears, has got some sort of child pornography conviction or child rape conviction. It's incredible, but in fact, this quote-unquote conspiracy theory may in fact be real.
Yeah.
But it's the Republicans who are protecting pedophiles here.
Yeah.
And it's disgraceful. It's disgusting. And what chops my bit the most is how people are still pulling their punches over this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Beatty said Trump's DOJ is launching investigations into Obama and Clinton. He didn't do this during his first term because he wasn't facing widespread accusations of child sexual assault and didn't need the distraction of this magnitude. Now he is busting out the big guns, right? I mean, this is everything that they've talked about, right? They're going to, Obama's going to go before a military tribunal and we're going to lock Hillary up. And here we are.
Well, this is what's blowing their minds. The entire QAnon conspiracy theory was that Trump was the white hat who came into government to expose a Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton cabal of sex trafficking, child murder, and pedophilia. And now we're finding it's quite possible that Donald Trump, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Epstein were the peak of this.
Yeah.
Trump ran teen beauty pageants that apparently, according to testimony, were the feeder conduit.
Thank you.
Into the Epstein house.
That's what
needs to be investigated. But coming up and saying, finally, we're going to do the Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Jack Smith investigations and what? Send them to Guantanamo? They're talking about trying Barack Obama for treason, and the right wing starts going, that's executionable. These people want to see people hurt and hung. And I wrote a whole damn book about how they were ready to hurt and harm people, and then boom, their entire conspiracy theory blows up in their face. You know, Pam Bondi said nothing ever happened, and now they're being forced to deal with it.
Yeah.
Trump may as well just put everything out. Because he is really scrawled on this one.
And by the way, here's the good news. Just in, Trump's approval drops to 38%, with 58% disapproving, down 6 points since April in the new UMass Amherst poll. Is this Drudge shock poll? Trump loses, Trump on the ropes, 39% approval. This is 39% from men, rating historically low. That's the Drudge report. And you wrote, I said it earlier, unless you were actively trying to harm America, you couldn't be doing more. And you wrote a whole piece. Trump has betrayed us. The greatest treason in our history is unfolding. Benedict Arnold has nothing on Trump. And you just do the whole history of Benedict Arnold. And you've said this before, starting with 2016. He is a traitor, period.
What we are seeing now, and I'm 100% convinced of this. The thing is, you can't be a conspiracy theory if all the data aligns. Benedict Arnold, here's one of the cute historic facts. He actually dismantled the defensive positions at West Point by claiming he was doing improvements. So he hired contractors to destroy the defenses, at the same time telling the soldiers he was building new fortifications, when he was in fact preparing for the country to be, for the point to be attacked and turned over to the British, which he would hand them. Trump's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, this week's Forbes has, or no, not Forbes, Financial Times has China as the biggest winner this year, thanks to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is dismantling the U.S. economy. Did you know he's canceling all the new class of U.S. frigate for the future, which will give China is building like 200 ships a year, and he's going to get rid of us building three per year? Heck, Seth's canceling it. Mm-hmm. This is insane. They are disarming us, taking nuclear weapons safety and putting it into a freaking plane that he got from Qatar, that he begged Qatar for. They are damaging us.
Yeah.
And you need to understand, this is now planned depreciation of the United States. They're making money off of this. I don't have to say that. Everyone knows that this is going on.
Well, you know, and we were saying other countries, Brazil deals with it, you know, called for Bolsonaro to be arrested, you know, I mean, because he tried to overturn an election and cite, I mean, and, you know, I just, it was interesting. We're talking about how the Democrats are fighting back on the gerrymandering thing, but it's just so interesting, this history you write of. You said General Washington, soon put out a not-so-secret order that Benedict Arnold was to be captured and killed on sight, no questions asked, no quarter given, carry a spare noose just in case. A special operations force was sent to Virginia specifically to hunt him down. Every man was from West Point. Simply put, George Washington was not f***ing around with the likes of Arnold anymore. And you said what Donald Trump is doing to America in his second term is no less treasonous than what Benedict Arnold did at West Point. Trump has no real interest in governing America. He's intent on turning it over to the billionaire oligarchy. In exchange, he will end any opposition to him and his dictatorship and receive a handsome payment to do it. The fact that he's made, what, $1 billion in the 6 months in office?
$1 billion a month.
Right. Right. You said in order for this to succeed, Trump must do what he did with all his businesses, steal the money, strip it down to a skeleton, sell off the parts. Trump claims he's improving America. He's actually weakening and dismantling it for the highest bidder. Right. You said $1 billion a month, openly taking bribes, spending government money with complete disregard for fiscal responsibility. He's reorienting all branches of government to be loyal to him alone. And so, I mean, it's an interesting historical comparison. You got to read, by the way, Malcolm's Substack every week because it's great. But you just said what Trump is doing is reversing the American Revolution to reestablish this nation as a kingdom with Mad King Donald as the broligarchy's monarch. To top it off, he may be protecting the largest child sex trafficking ring in modern history because...
Jesus.
Right. And I would say more than a customer. It seems to me like he was a partner in this ring. But anyway, you said, mark my words, when we peacefully win the second American Revolution and it's coming, the name Trump will be equal to Benedict Arnold over the next 2.5 centuries. Oh, from your mouth. You said Arnold died up penniless and in disgrace in 1801. And you make a point to go and visit his grave and spit on it every year, which I think is nice.
Every year.
Very nice.
Every year I go down to Battersea Church. Oh. And here's the best part about where Benedict Arnold's buried. His sarcophagus has now been turned into a child's kindergarten. And there's a fish bowl. I'm not joking. There is a giant fish tank in front of his grave.
I have said as a liberal
traitors.
Yeah, as a liberal helper, you need to put a splash guard on Trump's grave wherever it is. Trust me.
Hey, can I just say one last thing as the Black Lewis Black?
Yes.
listen, I know we had June 14th, we had the massive No Kings rally. We got almost 11 million marchers, and people have sort of been taking it easy during the summer months. But I'm sorry, you guys need to gear up. You need to gear up. and get out there and hit the trails. I'm running FAFOPAC.org now. We are calling for all of you to adopt a highway overpass, and every Saturday morning, go put a message up on your overpass. We are trying to change the narrative of the nation, because everyone has to drive under that overpass, yeah. And it'll drive MAGA crazy to see things like, you know, Trump, you know, steals your money. Trump is protecting, you know,
rapist,
Epstein.
Child rapist. Yeah.
Release the files.
Yeah.
Get out there, adopt the overpass, and change the message. Because right now, people are being a little darn lazy because it's warm and nice out there. And if we don't hit that 3.5% of sustained national protest, this whole thing will collapse. Yep. So get out and do something.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what, marching what, orders.
No, Master Chief. Yes, sir. Master Chief, sir.
Senior Chief. Yeah. Carry on.
Senior
smartly.
Chief. Senior Chief. Yes. Got it. All right. Love you. Mwah. Bye.
Thanks, Malcolm.
48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by you being part of a historic event. And join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, one of the world's greatest leaders on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the U.S. and Canada. Register today. Go now. Do. HistoryExplorer.com. Here to directly from a global hero who changed the course of history, inspired millions around the world. Now, the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. As Malcolm just told us, democracy is being tested, freedom's under pressure, world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's greatest turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Draw a picture, build a future. You know what I'm saying? You get it. You get the point. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Reserve your seats now. HistoryExplorer.com.
Oh, yes. Here she is. Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah. We got the group at the house tonight.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
Thanks. So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits.
Wow. I can see why this is taking the country by storm. You know, obviously the radio business, when I started getting a sore throat or losing my voice, that's my business. And one of the things in there is a Z-Pack, which always works like magic for me. But talk about like what's in your kit.
The medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need. You mentioned Z-Pack. That's obviously one that people recognize. Amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Despite having some of the best medical care in the world, America pays the most. And it's quite tragic, actually. And after you wait in line for 4 or 5 hours, you're going to be stuck with a $300-$500 bill at least. And sometimes it's for a simple script, and you already know what's wrong with you, right? That's really the beauty of what we do, is we cut that entire process out much more cheaply, much more fast.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, or urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and, honestly, the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
Sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Yo, Stephanie Miller.
Let's kick it.
Yeah.
Ice, baby.
What?
Step, baby.
Huh? I hear voices. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Alan Dershowitz says what now?
Alan Dershowitz says there's nothing to see here. All of the Epstein accusers are lying.
Are they?
Yes.
Guilty much? Yeah. Go sue a pierogi salesman, you perv. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, you know what I need, Bella? I need a love letter from Michael from Blue Sky. It's been so long. Pretty Stephanie. It isn't only your silky voice or your beautiful eyes that draw people in. It's your honest feelings, the good and the bad, that show everyone what true grift you really are. By the way, my uncle is a prince, and if you would deposit a check for me, I can get a huge salary. Yes, you're pretty.
Uh-huh.
I think he's joking about me falling for the honeypot.
Well,
but I never did deposit a check for her.
No, you never did. I will give
she
you
did
that.
Ask.
Although I think those of us in this room said there were a couple of red flags. And,
yes,
and at one
yes.
point you said, no, they're not. She loves me.
Listen, feel free. I did not say such thing. Feel free to mock my pathetic lack of a love life, everyone.
No.
Fine. Salem said, Trump is telling us on CNBC that the U.S. is the richest country on earth, so why can't we afford what other countries can? Universal health care, public transportation, good airports, scientific research, clean energy. Thank you. You know what other people in other countries say when you ask? They're like, what's medical debt?
Yeah.
What's school loan debt? They don't even... Okay. Corey says the fact that the bloated, lying-ass, yam-cooked pedo pal stands in front of the press and says he cut drug prices by up to 1,500% and not a single reporter asks how the... Is that even possible? Is an absolute disgrace to the profession of journalism. Straight garbage. Thank you. Thank you. These notable tweets make me feel like I'm not taking crazy pills. Thank you. Oh, and this one. Could you take your organ out for me, Bella? Jesse says, one thing I have learned from Christian conservatives, who apparently are fine with the child rapist,
sure,
allegedly.
Of course.
In the White House.
As long as they maintain power.
Is that a marriage is between one man and one woman, and then one newer, younger woman, and a several dozen male prostitutes, just like God intended.
You gotta have a trad wife in there, though.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you call the luggage boys? What do we call those?
Bellboy?
No, remember the...
Bellhop?
Who was the guy with the... Travel boys, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. And one last one. Kathy says, every day I wake up feeling more and more like I live in North Korea. Me too, Kath. He has gutted the DOJ to put innocent people in prison while the real criminals run free. He is now going to manipulate the data our country relies on to keep a steady course. He preaches propaganda. He is all over those files. He has guaranteed her silence with a move to Club Fed and a promise of a pardon on his final day in office. If you still wave a flag for this piece of... you are part of the problem. Thank you. All right. Okay. Speaking of your organ, Pastor John is here from Connecticut. Hello, Pastor John.
Pastor John?
Hey,
there. Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
On this 60th, on the 60th anniversary of the signing of the August 6th, 1965 Voting Rights Act, please do this for me. Two things. One, call the DNC. We need to have a national campaign voter registration director. It's not a given. Samuel Hamer said you can pray and pray and pray, but God's got to do something unless you get up and go to work.
Yep.
Number two, Indivisible and Repairs of the Breach, who are partnering with the greatest organizer of our time, Bishop William J. Barber, join them. Join both. In fact, Stephanie, if you can, please have Bishop Barber on. You know, he had a huge rally in D.C.
Yeah.
I mean, once a week.
He is terrific. We will get on that. 58 minutes after the hour, Heartbreak Coffee with Carlos.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, we'll welcome back Jim Santel, attorney at law, and talking about education, Tim Slecker.
And if you can handle it, more John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dunn.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Just in, President Trump now says new 25% tariffs on India for buying Russian oil will begin in 21 days. Russian President Vladimir Putin holding talks with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in Moscow about ending the war in Ukraine. Vice President J.D. Vance will meet with top White House officials today, the meeting designed to strategize about the Jeffrey Epstein case. As to former Epstein girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell, who met with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche last week.
Sources tell ABC News, the Justice Department is now considering releasing a transcript of the meeting between Blanche and Maxwell. The Trump administration has refused to release its full Epstein files. Now the Republican-led House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed the Justice Department for them. The committee also subpoenaed 10 former government officials, including President Bill Clinton, inquiring about the Epstein investigation, prolonging a controversy Trump has tried to end.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This is ABC News.